This busy barista can brew a fresh cup of designer coffee at any time of day.
I think it's super cool. It's so innovative. I've never seen anything like this before. It's really fun to like watch your coffee getting made by a robot.
This robot barista also solves a problem that spans continents, says Charles Studer.
So it's coffee is a very, it's ubiquitous, right? And this problem that we're solving is common around the world. The problem is very high quality coffee that's convenient, that's consistent, done just the way you like, and that is very efficient in the use of the beans and the raw materials.
Studer started Brigo, a company that created this robot barista. Customers can download an app on their mobile phones and customize their order. When it's ready, customers can go to the robot barista and pick up their order.
It's perfect to just avoid lines, just getting there, picking your coffee, and you're good to go for the day.
I started the company really thinking about the way we consume quality products in the West. We're often very wasteful, and we don't really understand what it's taken to get those quality beans, in this case beans, to our mouth, essentially. And we want to be able to connect at the end of the day, not just solve the problem of quality coffee convenient, but also the connection back to origin.
Studer's long-term goal is to create impact by connecting the consumer with the coffee grower, such as this direct trade partner in Guatemala. It can be possible through the internet and social media.
Maybe the farmers have some issues, and maybe we can do programs where we connect you and say, help with a water project, or help with a motor blower that's gone down in the small cooperative. So how do we use the technology of this century to connect people in lots of different ways? And coffee is a common ground that everyone can relate to.
While big-name coffee brands such as Starbucks dedicate a portion of their business to bettering the farming communities that supply their product, will this robot barista with a social cause threaten or even replace more traditional cafes?
It's going to take a little bit of time, but I'm sure that we're going to be having this instead of having like Starbucks.
Studer says both robots and human baristas can serve different coffee needs.
It's a big market. And so there are specialty coffee shops where there are high-quality trained baristas that I don't think we'll ever replace. I mean, there is a place and time for those. But there's a lot of places around, think of a hospital in the middle of the night. Where is the quality coffee there? Where is it at 5:30 in the morning at the airport? And so we want to get that quality experience in all those places that are really underserved.
Brigo's robot baristas are currently in the Austin area, but there are plans to expand to other cities. Elizabeth Lee, VOA News, Austin.